SOS Radio Podcast.
Life issues, artist interviews, and faith.
Downloading now.
So God specializes in transforming what we feel is imperfect or inadequate into something glorious. And we're talking with Glenn Packiam today on SOS Radio. How are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
It's so funny because we all have those friends that have a crazy story in their life where they went from the craziest things and all kinds of adversity and amazing journeys and God stepped in and transformed it. But for a lot of us, we just try to be faithful and feel like, man, I'm boring. Is God ever going to use this?
That's exactly it, man. I mean, we look at other people's stories and we think, well, of course God's using them or of course they're doing something that matters. But our lives can feel kind of ordinary or, if we're honest, sometimes they can feel a little less than, you know, and we think, well, maybe I've messed up too much. Maybe I should just resign myself to sort of second-class Christianity, you know, or maybe we think, no, I'm going to try harder. And we live this life of striving just to sort of make our lives feel significant to God.
And I think that's a key part of it is we want to feel significant, but a lot of times we don't. And we're comparing ourselves to other people instead of comparing ourselves to what God sees in us.
Exactly right. And that's why I love this metaphor of bread so much. You know, bread is like the staple part of a diet. Maybe not nowadays. Half my family's gluten-free. But, you know, for centuries, you think about all around the world, every culture has some versions, whether it's flat bread like tortilla or naan or whatever, baguettes and croissants and sliced white bread, you know. But it's this common sort of staple of our meal. And yet in the Bible, bread is exactly what God uses to speak about stuff that he's doing right in our midst. So bread becomes a symbol of his provision for the Israelites. And then Jesus comes and says, look, I'm the bread of heaven. And I've always thought, man, Jesus, if you really wanted to make a splash, maybe pick a more exciting food item. You know, why the bread of heaven? You know, why not something more interesting? But I think that's just the point, is he is, his own life is being compared to something as common as bread. And there's insight into that for us and what it means for our lives.
So many of us as Jesus followers just get caught up in the doing of life. And I'm Scott on SWS Radio. We're talking with author and pastor Glenn Packiam today on SWS Radio. And Glenn, you're a first-generation immigrant, and you're also the pastor of New Life Church in Colorado Springs. And we're talking about like how a lot of times we have a story, but we don't think about it as a story. We don't think about that transformation moment where we look at who we were and where God stepped in. We just feel like, what I'm doing isn't really that significant.
It's so true. But, you know, when we step back, if we could have a different set of eyes that we could see with the eyes of our heart, well, maybe we'd understand that actually we're part of the greatest story of all. We're part of God's story of creating this world, of giving it a good and glorious beginning, and God's story to redeem and renew all things. And so in the book, I kind of want to begin by recalibrating our understanding of a word like blessed. What does the word blessed mean? Well, all the way back in Genesis, it's what God says about this world that he made, that he blessed it, he called it good. He says that over the man and the woman that he makes in the garden. And so there is a sense in which, regardless of what our own kind of micro narrative or small story can feel like, we're actually part of the bigger story of what God is doing in the world. And that means we've got a good beginning and a glorious ending.
So, Glenn, you were born and raised in Malaysia, and then your dad converted to Christianity from Hinduism. I know that was probably a real challenge for your family. But then you immigrate to the United States. And in the 90s, you wanted to go to Oral Roberts University in Tulsa and become a first-generation American. We're talking about the significance of our story and where God shows up. I got to know all about that.
Well, those are really amazing moments in my story. My mom was a Christian in Singapore. My dad was a Hindu. They met at the University of Singapore. He kind of converted just to please my mom, just to be able to marry my mom. But then a couple of years into their marriage, the Lord really got a hold of them. They had kind of this born again moment. And then, you know, my sister and I came along and my parents felt like, man, God is calling us into pastoral ministry. So our whole family moved from Malaysia to Portland, Oregon in the late 80s. My parents went to a Bible college out there. We lived there for 3 years, went back to Malaysia, and then I came out to go to college, as you mentioned, at Oral Roberts University in Tulsa, and, you know, was kind of following the call of God in my own life, met my wife. She's from Iowa. We got married. I started serving at this church here in Colorado Springs, New Life Church, and I've ended up being at this church for 19 years. So, you know, to me, I think that's been a big part of my own journey. Is you, it's only in hindsight that you look back and you say, man, God was involved in every piece of this. But in those moments, they can feel like a string of just ordinary days. But it's that ordinary faithfulness to God that actually becomes a life that has been in his hands all along.
We're talking with Glenn Packiam today on SWS Radio, and he's an author and pastor at New Life Church in the Colorado Springs area. Glenn, you have a new book. It's called Blessed and Broken and Given. And we talk a lot about significance in our world. We all think about like the big things and what we want to do with God. But I think when we pull back like all the layers, you realize, you know what? God's working in the ordinary stuff in our life, but what he does is he fills it with his glory, and you really dig into that in your book.
Yeah, it's so true, Scott. I'm Jacob in the book of Genesis. He wakes up from this dream that he's had, and he says, wait a minute, surely the Lord is in this place, and I didn't know it. And I think that's so true for all of us. We could wake up tomorrow morning and say, you know what? God is in this place. Maybe I'm not aware of it yet, but he's here. He's with me. And Jesus, every time in the Gospels, Jesus has bread in his hands, he does these same three things. He blesses it, he breaks it, and he gives it. And that's what the title of this book comes from. Obviously, Jesus is doing these things as a way to kind of give us a clue about his life and how he's given for the life of the world. But it's also a clue into understanding what he does with our lives. Our lives are that ordinary thing.
It's wild because Jesus says, you know, I've come that you would have new life and that you'd be able to live that to the fullest. And for a lot of Americans, they're not feeling that full life that Jesus promised. You know, it doesn't describe the way that they're seeing the significance of what they're doing, where they're living, where they're serving, where their churches have an impact. And what encouragement could you share to those who are feeling like they're just stuck in that season right now of it's not full life, it's not new life, it just feels like bland life?
Well, some of that has to do with how we understand what meaningful or even the blessed life, how we understand that to mean be, because I think it's easy to get our categories confused and interpret significance through the lens of, say, an American dream. So we got to be, you know, well-known, or we got to have everything working for us. But in the scriptures, you know, blessedness doesn't mean no suffering, doesn't mean no pain. Blessedness actually means that we belong to God, that we belong to Jesus. And so even if we're able to kind of recalibrate our understanding of that and to say, man, as I go through my day, every part of my schedule today, I am in Jesus's hands. I belong to him. I've been blessed by him. And then even to turn that into a sense of purpose. You know, I talk to people all the time in our church who say, man, I can't add anything extra to my schedule. Like, I wish I could serve, but I'm just so busy. And I want to say to them, you know, it's okay. Just look at your schedule a little bit differently and say, God, send me into that meeting today. God, send me into my cubicle today. Send me into that carpool line today so that you can see yourself as a missionary in every moment. So sometimes it's not that the circumstances change, but our perspective does.
We're talking to Glenn Packiam today at SWS Radio. He's an author, a pastor at New Life Church in Colorado Springs, and has a new book. It's called Blessed, Broken, Given, How Your Story Becomes Sacred in the Hands of Jesus. And it's interesting, Glenn, because a lot of times we just navigate in between this pendulum of like a poverty mindset or a prosperity mindset. And we know that we don't do things to get things from God, but at the same time, we also think like, oh, the Bible says blessed are the poor, but it actually doesn't. Jesus said blessed are the poor in spirit. And when you study the writings of St. Francis of Assisi, he was one that really taught material wealth corrupts, and if you have money, it gets in the way of things. And so Franciscans, with the monk sect that came out of his teaching, you know, they take this vow of poverty. And I think a lot of Americans have seen one side of that pendulum of, oh, I just need to focus on poverty, or the other side is, no, God wants us to be blessed. When you dig into blessed, broken, given, you take a whole different perspective of what it means to be blessed when you actually dig into what Jesus taught.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, part of the even the Beatitudes, you know, blessed are the poor in spirit, Matthew says, Luke's version says, blessed are the poor. But the idea is that it's an unexpected blessing that to unlikely people, the ones that society might call unlucky even, you know, Jesus comes and brings his blessing. So the point there is that everybody can get in on what God is doing. No one's too low, no one's too high, no one's too rich, no one's too poor. Everybody can get in on what God is doing in the world. When we catch that, then we understand the heart of blessedness is that God has rewritten our story. God has renamed us. God has redefined a destiny for us. And the progression of those words, you know, when Jesus blesses bread, breaks it, and gives it, it reminds us that blessedness does not end in itself. We're not blessed just so we can say, oh, yeah, yay for me, I'm blessed. But we're able to say, wait a minute, any kind of blessing in my life, a gift from God here, is meant to sort of lead to a kind of brokenness where I'm opened up now to others. I don't get arrogant. I don't get caught up in pride. I don't get caught up in being self-focused. And then that blessedness and brokenness turns into givenness, where we're given out for others. So in a way, we kind of complete the circle. You know, God showers down his love on us. We are opened up to receive it when we confess our need for him. And we shower it out on others. As Jesus said, freely you've received, freely give.
We're talking about glory in the ordinary, grace in the mess, and purpose for every single day with Glenn Packiam today on SWS Radio. And Glenn, your latest book is called Blessed, Broken, Given. And when you dig into the given part of that, it's interesting because in Philippians, the Apostle Paul says, you know, every time I think of you, I give thanks to my God. And Paul was writing to the church in Philippi, but he wasn't just writing to well-behaved people. He was writing to everyone. And when we think about given, we're thinking, oh, I do things. I'm serving God. I should be given things, and that's not the way that Paul sees it. That's not the way Paul lived it out.
It's amazing. You know, Paul's perspective on us is kind of about who we are in Christ. And so you're right. A lot of the churches he's writing to, they don't have their lives together, and yet he calls them saints, to the saints in Ephesus, to the saints who are in Corinth. You know, the Philippians, like you mentioned, I give God thanks for you. It's interesting because that's a similar phrase to when Jesus has bread in his hands. Another translation of he blessed it is he gave thanks for it. And so there's something here about realizing no matter where we are in our journey with Christ, if we are in Christ, our life matters. We have a purpose. We have a role to contribute here, and we can give thanks for that. We can give thanks for one another and not feel like, oh, man, poor little old me, I've got nothing significant going on.
We're talking to Glenn Packiam today at SWS Radio. His new book's called Blessed, Broken, Given, How Your Story Becomes Sacred in the Hands of Jesus. Thanks for sharing with us today.
Thank you, Scott. Great to be on.
Thanks for listening to the SOS Radio Podcast with Scott Harold. If this discussion encouraged you, feel free to share it with your friends on social media.